It's now time for us to personally be involved in this fine program by joining our voices in singing song number 115. It is entitled, Making Our Way Successful. After this, we will have some announcements. So let's stand and sing together song number 115. To remain standing for some announcements. You'll be happy to know that the date for our next circuit assembly has been set for, I might want to make note of this, December 14th and 15th, 2013. That's December 14th and 15th, 2013. In addition, we also would like to inform you of the date for our next special assembly day. It is May 11th, 2014. It would be good to carefully take note of this so as not to schedule vacation trips or any other activities or events that would interfere with your attendance at this time. Those dates again, December 14th and 15th, 2013, and May 11th, 2014. When you leave for home this afternoon, be sure that you take all your belongings with you, including lunch boxes, Bibles, songbooks, and so on. If you cannot locate any item, check with our lost and found department, and they may be able to help you. At the conclusion of the assembly, We want to leave our facilities as clean as we found them this morning. The cleaning department will take the lead in accomplishing this, but they would welcome your help, too. Could we assist them with this? All of us, too, can make sure that everything is picked up in the area around your seats, and any litter is taken home. Your assistance will be appreciated. Now, Brother Ron Hine will now let us know the financial commitment we have for this special assembly day.
We would first like to read an acknowledgement from the Edmonton Assembly Hall. It says, "Dear brothers, thank you for your generous donation. Once again, we wish to express our thanks to you for your generous support of the Edmonton Assembly Hall. In ancient Israel, those who contributed to the temple building projects were rejoicing over their making voluntary offerings. The scripture continues that these contributions were, in effect, given to Jehovah. Your kindness, as expressed toward the assembly hall dedicated to Jehovah, is greatly appreciated. We have many reasons to be thankful to our God for such a useful building as a center for true worship. What a privilege it is to use our valuable assets in a way that honors Jehovah and gives him glory. May Jehovah continue to richly bless your hard work in his service. Your brothers, Edmonton Assembly Hall." And at this time, we would also like to inform you of the standing of the accounts for our circuit. Our last assembly day on November 24th and 25th ended with a surplus of $5,887.56. Hence, prior to making arrangements for this assembly, we had in the circuit account $7,418.89. With these funds available, the circuit elders have approved the following donations: to the worldwide work, $1,500; the assembly hall capital fund, $1,500; and the Primrose Building Fund, which is to aid in the land search for a new Kingdom Hall in the southwest corner of Edmonton, $1,500. Total donations to be made amount to $4,500. So funds left over in the circuit account amount to $2,918.89. In connection with this assembly, expenses incurred so far have amounted to $5,506.41. Contributions received so far at this assembly amount to $8,701.47. Therefore, at this point, we have a surplus of $6,113.95. So we want to take this opportunity to thank you for your contributions to assist in covering all the expenses incurred at this assembly. We thank you very much, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Brother Hine. We're pleased to announce to you, brothers and sisters, that the attendance this afternoon is 623. So, brothers and sisters, please be seated.